This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Five more to go, Mike. Five more. We're in the final countdown of the Dirty 30. Rockies win last night. And it was awesome, man. You get a first-time at-bat, first-ever game. Not first-time at-bat, but what was it, second at-bat? Hell of a contest last night for the Colorado Rockies. We'll get into that conversation a little bit later on. Stanley Cup Finals. Woo! That's got to rank up there as one of the best finals, man. It has been amazing. We have President and owner of the Fort Collins Foxes, Preston Munch, going to join us. Also, Keeling Me Softly with Sean Keeler. He thinks Coach Prime and the Buff should say, screw you, Texas Tech. Let's talk about it. The whole show starts now. After the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. I'm Brady. That over there on the other side of the bulletproof glass is Michael Kirkpatrick. Michael, always to see you, man. I'm seeing you. That's a fact.
I can see you as well. My beard is better.
No, actually, you've got a lot of gray in that thing, man. You should
I do.
Think
That's
about
the
dyeing
only,
it.
I have like a couple strands of hair that are gray
and
then
chin.
My beard.
You should dye it. You should dye it.
I'm not going to dye it.
You should dye
it. I'm not going to deny the aging process.
You should dye it, and that's double meaning. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043.
I just got that. I think you called me fat.
No, I didn't. You got that from what I said? I don't
think so. You said it was a double meaning.
No, I said that.
Dye
could mean anything.
It and dye it.
Could mean anything, Michael. The Rockies win. How about Cole Kerrig getting his first call up to the majors and hitting this triple to start his career off, essentially.
Down the line, there's his first major league hit, and fittingly, it'll be extra bases. He can really fly. He's going for three. Kerrig, hit first slide, safe with a triple.
Love the slide, too, the dive slide. I mean, he wanted there to be zero doubt that he's going to get his first career triple during his first career game.
That was a hell of a hit. Where did he go yesterday? Was he one for like five or one for three?
He was 1 for 3, but he walked once too. So
he's hitting 33% or 333, and his on base percentage is 50%.
Look at you go.
Analytics.
Look at you go. Dude, he was flying. I was watching the post game last night. Can you give me a guess how fast you think how many seconds it took him to get from home plate to third?
12.
Yeah, pretty good. He got there in 11 seconds.
Do you know how I could get there?
It would take you a minute.
Yeah, because I'd run from first to second, keel over, keeling me softly over,
yeah,
and then run from second to third.
He ran that perfectly. I love this story from Patrick Saunders in the Denver Post, too. The headline, Rockies' Cole Kerrig, a wild stallion, makes major league debut versus the Cubs. 24 years old. He was really good for their AAA team in Albuquerque. And I think we've all kind of – we saw the news yesterday after the show that he was going to get the call up and get an opportunity. And listen, man. I'm just thinking about, like, Rockies players. I know it's still like a struggle bus. They're 25 and 42. Certainly better. No question they're better than they were last year. But there's a handful of guys that I think have potential of being, like, fan-favorite guys. I mean, obviously you got – Rumfield had a rough go, but he's in that rookie of the year kind of conversation. Hunter Goodman got his 18th home run last night, and he is really starting to heat up. You got to like Troy Johnston. He's been good. Tovar, certainly a fan favorite. I think Carrig has a chance to be a fan favorite. Man, there's a different feel. Later on in the show, I'm going to talk about Warren Schaefer and his comments about all the freaking Cubs fans in the stands. And I know Tanner and Brian were talking about Tanner. He's so mad. You know what I'm going to say? Until you do something that makes people want to wear your jersey and go to the game, then get used to other fans taking over your stadium, your ballpark.
I agree with that, but I also get really mad when my home team is outnumbered by...
I don't get mad because it's the way it is. If your team's garbage, historically garbage, then diehard, a lot of Rockies fans aren't going to go. So therefore, they're not buying tickets. They're not taking up seats. So then the tickets get handed over to the visiting team.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. That's what happens. It's just I get really mad that non-my team people are there. I hate it when I see someone wearing a Green Bay Packers jersey and it's a Broncos Raiders game. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, like that bothers me. You know, Broncos, I mean, the Nuggets have had a lot of success, and they still get dominated by certain fan bases. Lakers, Celtics. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. That frustrates me more than what I see with the Rockies, because the Rockies, you deserve that.
Yeah.
You deserve it right now.
The problem, like, the Broncos are always going to have that. The Nuggets, Rockies are always going to have that, because we have so many people from California and the Midwest that come to Colorado, because we're such a wonderful place.
Yeah, and basketball... Let's just face it, the Nuggets and the Rockies aren't exactly, like, historically a sexy organization. The Broncos, they have that. They have a lot of Hall of Famers. They have Super Bowls. And it's football in the state of Colorado.
Even whether they have Super Bowls or not, they've still been to the AFC Championship a bunch of times.
Yeah, and they have a lot of legends, of course, and...
the greatest.
You don't see that at Avs games though that much, right? You don't see a lot of fan bases dominating at Ball Arena during Avs games.
There are a lot of asterisks when it comes to hockey. Hockey is just so different from the other three sports culture-wise.
How so different than Broncos then? Like, you didn't answer the question first off. Because I don't think you see a lot of outside visiting team fans in the stands compared to Avs fans at home.
I have. I've been to... you see a lot of Broncos fans, but like...
So what was your point saying, you know, it's a different kind of thing?
Hockey's just different. Well, hockey is just... like, the culture of hockey is just different.
Explain.
I'm hurt. Well, I'm going to go back on the field, the ice anyway. Like,
we're not talking about that. We're talking about fans.
Fans are the same way.
But you just told me you've seen enough games where there are a lot of visiting team fans in the stands.
For Broncos and Nuggets and Rockies.
I'm asking you about the Avalanche.
I mean, you do see sometimes some non-Avalanche fans, but you see a lot of that burgundy.
But you don't see a lot of that. You see a lot of orange and blue at Broncos games. So when you say fan bases are just different, I get it. It's a completely different sport. But the Broncos do just fine. As far as Broncos fans dominating their stadium.
Yeah, and you do still get that, especially when the Raiders come to town. I've been to, three Broncos-Raiders games? There were a lot of Raiders fans.
I hate when you do that. I know you're obsessed with the Broncos, and the restraining order is still waiting to clear.
There's no restraining order.
You have to quit belittling fan bases the way you do unless they really deserve it. You want to bitch about the Knicks fans today? Go right ahead.
But that's just a New York thing you can complain about.
Well, yeah, but their fan base is terrible. Just awful. Attacking people just walking around wearing Spurs jerseys. They're just awful. Knicks players, actually, pretty cool. A lot of them, very likable guys. It's exciting to see the Knicks. I think nationally, there's a lot of people that are excited. And what did the fans do? They kind of just spit in everybody's faces.
I mean, there was a murder in the parking lot of a Dodgers-Giants game. You're not going to see that in every fan base.
Where are you going?
That in Minnesota.
Where are you going today? I just want to make that. Where are you going today? Three times.
We're talking about fan bases.
You just said Dodgers and Giants. I'm talking about the Knicks recently attacking Spurs fans, and you're taking me suddenly over to California.
Well, it was a parallel.
I'm asking about Avalanche fans, and you're harping on the Nuggets, and then you're calling out Raiders fans, and I hate when you call them that. It's so stupid.
Look, it's not all Raiders fans are gang members, yes. But
is this going to be
like,
the show today?
There's a lot of people who are in gangs.
Is this
like
going to be the show
Raiders
today? Like, where are you going? What journey are you taking me on today? Because I'm talking about the New York Knicks fan base and how bad they are.
Other fan bases are pretty bad too.
To go right over. You decide to take us right over to California.
Another bad fan base.
You're just all over the place today. You're just all over. I don't know. Faith texting in, every Rockies game I've been to against the Cubs, we always outnumber the Rockies fans. Well, partly that was because there's a lot of Cubs fans here. There's a lot of Cubs fans in Colorado because before the Rockies existed, we got locally, what, Chicago games? We could all watch Chicago games, Bulls, Cubs. So I think that's part of the reason why there's so many fans here. But that's also true with a lot of fan bases. I mean, hell, man, go to a Dodgers game here in Colorado, and it's going to be Los Angeles takeover. Eastside Chris even said, like, huh, Micah? See, like, where are you going, man? Where are you going?
I'm just comparing fan. It's all under the same umbrella of awful fan bases.
Aaron says, Raiders fans do deserve that treatment, though. When I grew up, most of the Raiders fans were because their dad was a Broncos fan, and they hate their dad, says Aaron.
I mean, I've met those people before,
but
too.
But it's like, first off, they're in Las Vegas. They don't have that fan base, really.
Still the colors, though. The colors. Gangs like those colors, unless their gang is specifically something else.
I don't know. I don't know where you're going. You're just throwing me off. You're throwing me for a loop today.
You're welcome. You need this.
No,
this
I
is
don't.
Practice.
No, I don't need to be thrown for a loop.
We are in the OTAs, Brady.
You've taken me 14 different paths this morning.
You just need to run some routes, and I'll throw the ball to you. Have to catch it.
Faith says, "Is he off today because he ate the free potato salad and he doesn't like potato salad?" Yeah. What are you asking people if you? They were talking about it on Good Morning NoCo. You're asking everybody if your potato salad was going to be okay because the fridge was out?
Yeah, I was. That was.
It's not good.
And I ate it over the weekend. And by the way, it was really good. It was deviled egg potato salad. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
That was phenomenal.
Diet Micah. Eastside Chris, Colorado. Yeah, maybe so. All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Guys, I've been telling you about Fort Collins Foxes. The Fort Collins Foxes, it's a really exciting baseball team here in Northern Colorado. We're going to be talking to Preston Munch here in a moment, who is the owner and president of the Fort Collins Foxes. So he's just going to, we're going to ask him questions, man. We're going to get you up to speed on all things Fort Collins Foxes. So I'm very excited about this conversation. Later on in the program, we're going to have Sean Keeler for Keeling Me Softly from the Denver Post, and his article today is, hey, Coach Prime and the Buffs should ditch Texas Tech. He thinks they should consider just filling that game in with who, Michael? 18 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Stanley Cup Finals. That was exciting for the Rockies and good for Cole Carrick. That was awesome. And Hunter Goodman is lighting it up. That's awesome. But, man, there were some epic moments last night. And these Stanley Cup Finals, Michael, have to be some of the most exciting hockey that we've seen in a long time. And it just so happens to be for the Cup. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime? Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Whole Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital. to rock around. That's right, on top. It took you to play. Here we go.
Sorry. I was going to play it under a different song, but then I was like, oh, it's Tricky's right there. I'll play that.
Too much. You got too distracted, Mike. You were having too much fun back there.
Sarcastically dancing to the hippity hoppity.
You were going, dude. You look good. It was good. Well done.
I danced like a white guy.
Yeah, but it was entertaining to me. And I'm like, where's the clip? And oh, no, I forgot. I was too busy getting funky back there. Did you happen to see the Carolina-Las Vegas game last night? Did you watch any of that?
I did not. I'm still upset.
Another epic game. Now, I'll admit, I was watching primarily the Rockies. I was pretty excited about, you know, the Cole Carrick thing and just honestly see if we could get to the final countdown of five games, five wins needed to shave the beard, and we're there. So I've been interested in that. Did switch it over, though. Incredible game. As Jordan Staal made, and you're right, like defensively it wasn't great by Las Vegas, but the goal was epic and ultimately won the game, breaking a 3-3 tie. Here it is for the audio version.
Oh, a terrible turnover. Jarvis is stopped by Hart. Oh, my goodness. Now out in front, Staal. He scores while falling down. 4-3, Carolina.
Staal is going to forecheck it, be in position. The puck will hit Stahl's right foot, and it goes right to Jarvis. Now it's just he and Hart. Hart stops the puck, but out of this mess, Jarvis turns the puck over and falling on his belly. Jordan Staal takes the Oilers pass. Look at that. It looks like a Vegas team picture in the corner, but Jarvis keeps it alive to Oilers.
I've watched that like 30 times.
It was a pretty sweet goal.
You couldn't get it out of the zone, but
two turnovers.
There was some great passes there, and it looked like Jordan Staal just kind of like lost it. He slipped, and as he's going down, he reaches out with his stick and somehow gets it past Carter Hurt. I mean, that was phenomenal. And this series has been epic, Mike. You know, Vegas wins game one 5-4. Carolina wins game two, 4-3 in overtime. Vegas wins in game three, 5-4 in double overtime. And then Carolina wins 5-3 last night. You can't write a better script for how you want your finals or your championship game, whatever it is you want to call it. You can't write a better script for how you want it to go. This is the NFL's dream. This is the NBA's dream. This is Major League Baseball's dream. It is, and I get it, hockey lends itself to close games and typically very exciting finishes, but this has got to be up there. I mean, I'm enjoying the NBA finals as well, but this is ridiculous, Mike. But you're too hurt still, huh, to watch any of this.
Yeah, I guess I'm holding a grudge.
I kind of do that too. I'm over it now. I'm over both of it now.
With the Super Bowl, if the Broncos aren't in it, the Super Bowl just, it doesn't matter. It's just commercial set.
And says a person that does a daily local sports show. And you say, oh, I go back into my cave and I watch Star Trek New Wars. And I still love sports, man. I still love sports.
Too. It just hurts.
It doesn't have to be the Nuggets or the Broncos. Yeah, it's painful for a day or two after. Typically,
painful for months.
After I watch an NFL game, after I watch a Broncos game and they lose, it is hard the rest of the day to want to watch football. But you gotta pick yourself right back up, because I find once you get into the game, it's all gone. It's all gone. You might be a little depressed that, you know, your team's not there, but I love it. I love all of it. It's a lot of fun. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Michael, we got some breaking news. We got some breaking news today. Are you too busy dancing back there? Can you hit that? Breaking news. as everyone knows, not only are picks on Friday, everybody knows that, but everyone knows I am competing in a hot dog eating challenge at Big City Roadhouse on July 3rd at 1 o'clock. Now, we all know Tanner backed out. I intimidated him. That's fine. I destroyed his confidence. We got to move on. I move on to the next one. There has been someone here at the station that is ready to try to take on, because I have the title, obviously, the KFKA title, and there is someone here out of nowhere that has decided he wants to throw his hat in the ring.
Please tell me it's Bruce.
He is challenging me, among others, for this hot dog eating challenge. The one and only, the award-winning Hall of Famer, Brian Gary, is entering the ring. He has been obviously a legend in so many things and so many areas. He has decided he's had enough of me bragging about how I just absolutely dominated Tanner. And he said, you know what, Tanner? I will defend your honor because you aren't able to do it. So Brian Gary will step up and do what Tanner Schwint cannot, and that is challenge me in a hot dog eating contest on July 3rd.
He's just standing up for the honor of Good Morning NoCo. We all know Tanner's honor went away a long time ago.
So Brian Gary will be challenging me. That's enough from you, Michael. We will have other competitors that are joining. Here's the thing. I got a couple spots open if you want in on this. It's free to get in. I mean, if at the very worst, you have a couple of hot dogs. 10 minutes, Mike. It's 10 minutes. Whoever can eat the most hot dogs in 10 minutes will win the title. And the winner of this gets free food for a year. A year from Big City Roadhouse, Michael. This is amazing. Here's the full deal. The winner earns bragging rights plus one entree that's up to a $20 value, dine-in only, every week for a year. Every week for a year, you come in, you beat me, you beat Brian, and you win the rest, you beat the rest, you're going to get basically a gift card that's a $20 value every single week to Big City Roadhouse for a year. Now, there's some details there. You can't, like, if you miss a week, they don't add up. So if you miss a week, you lose it. It doesn't mean like, oh, I missed last week, so do I get $40? No, it's 20. But it's 20 freaking dollars a week. That's a hell of a value at the best restaurant in Northern Colorado.
So what if you win?
I, unfortunately, am a KFKA employee, and this is a KFKA event, so I will just
recuse yourself.
The bragging rights and the honor of being the champ is enough for me. And that's my goal, is to win this.
Are you a champ if you win the whole thing or if you just beat Brian?
No, I gotta win the whole thing. So even if I just beat Brian, because Brian was talking some trash last night, and I was like, okay, here we go. And it's everybody. I got to beat everyone, which I think I can. I can eat a lot of hot dogs, Mike. How many hot dogs do you think I can eat in 10 minutes? Give me a baseline. Over-under. You think I can just do three hot... Dude, I can do three hot dogs in one sitting just eating at a barbecue.
Yeah, but in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're going for three. I think the winner is
going
to get six.
No, I'm going for 10. A hot dog a minute, Michael. And I'm not going to do like the Joey Chestnut thing where I'm just shut. I'm going to still try to enjoy the hot dog. I'm just going to eat it fast. Just going to eat it fast.
Put some mustard on there and some ketchup.
I don't think I'll do that because that will fill me up faster.
Don't know relish either.
Faith just says, Tanner backed out. I know. I tried to convince Miles to do it. Miles McClarity, Division I athlete.
He would have won.
But he said he can't eat that much anymore, but he will be there to root you guys on and be entertained. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I believe Tanner, and all kidding aside, Tanner is doing a bunch of other contests and things. So I know that he's doing the wing thing and all that. So we don't want him to like have a heart attack. So you can only do so many of these eating contests. Tanner and Derbs, they're going to be broadcasting this like it's a freaking baseball game or maybe a boxing match. They're going to be broadcasting this. So my show will be out there 11 to 2 on that Friday before 4th of July. And here we go. Aaron, are you in? Hot dog eating challenge accepted. Are you in on this? Just blink twice if you're in because I'll get you in, man. July 3rd, 1 o'clock. the best of the best, the greatest athletes, the greatest, yeah, athletes in all of Northern Colorado will be showing up to Big City Roadhouse to throw down the gauntlet and eat some freaking hot dogs. And what's next for me after I win? Yeah, Joey, coming for you, bro. 33 minutes after the hour. Let's talk, speaking of summer fun, all that Fort Collins Foxes. We got the owner of the Foxes, Preston Munch, going to join us in just a bit. Getting to know this guy. I'm excited to be working with him. You're going to hear a lot about them. You guys got to check out the Fort Collins Foxes. Wonderful baseball team. Like, really freaking good, and they have awesome talent. Let's catch up with Preston coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios and excited about this next guest. We've talked to him before, and you've heard me discuss, you know, chatting about the Fort Collins Foxes. Joining me now, the owner of the Fort Collins Foxes, Preston Munch. Preston, my friend, glad we could get together on this, man. Excited to be working with you, but always fun to catch up with you here on the show.
Yeah, likewise, Brady. Excited as well.
How you doing, my friend? Summer is upon us, and the Foxes, you guys are well underway trying to follow up an amazing season a year ago.
You're right. Last year, 32-7, and this year we're 7 games into the season, and we've actually been on the road for most of the season. But good news, we start a 6-game homestand tonight in City Park. So we're excited. We have 3 different teams, including Casper Spuds, coming down from Wyoming for a 3-game series.
Oh, this is going to be awesome, too. Going up against the Grays tonight, is that right, Preston?
Yep, tonight's Greeley Grays, and you know, Brady, a question for you. I'll throw you on the spot a little
bit
here. All right. So tonight is Sugar Beet Night. So do you happen to know what that means as it relates to baseball, especially here in Northern Colorado?
Oh, gosh. I should know that. I know there was like my producer might actually know something, Preston. Hang on.
Are you referring to the brush beet diggers?
Oh,
We're close.
So okay, we're getting
baseball.
There.
Yeah, so baseball actually started in Northern Colorado back in 1925 with the sugar beet workers, and the first team that was created was actually Greeley. They changed their name to the Greeley Grays, and so Greeley was the first team. We're playing the Grays tonight. Grays are celebrating their 101st year of organized baseball. So tonight we're going to talk about the history. Yeah, so Fort Collins had a couple of teams, including Legionnaires. So we're going to talk about that, the facts, the history. We'll share a book that was written called From Diamonds to Sugar that was written about this baseball league. And so, that's what we're going to talk about. I'm a big history guy, big baseball guy, so we're going to combine the two. We're going to talk about that tonight during the game.
Look at this. Preston Munch, owner of the Fort Collins Foxes, not only just comes on here, you know, to promote the team and the league and everything, but he's just making the show better, just absolutely dropping facts. Dude, that was well done by you. We just learned something today, and I definitely want to check that book out.
Yeah, it's a great book. And so that's what we do. Every night we have themes, right? And so tonight's Sugar Beet, and sometimes it's interactive because we got a great mascot. Like, we got Beach Party. We got Napoleon Dynamite this week. But also it's about just, you know, sharing the stories, the history, and that's what we'll do tonight. So, yeah, it'll be some fun
facts.
I'm going to drop, because I'm the PA announcer too, Brady. Not only do I own the team, but I'm behind the mic. So I'm going to drop some, let's drop some knowledge on the fans tonight.
I think that's awesome. And you know, I know you're busting your tail working so hard for this organization, and it's showing. I mean, like you said, last year was a great season for you guys. You went 32-7, winning the league championship. And, you know, just looking at your roster too, obviously you mentioned a few of those guys, some great players. And for a lot of people here, because we do Preps baseball around here, there's a lot of names that we're used to hearing on the radio here throughout the years, too. You know, a lot of local dudes on this roster as well.
Yeah, so what we did, you know, we've ran the team on the team for 3 years, and so it's really important to combine local talent along with international talent. So we've done that. So this year the roster is around 15 kids or so that are Colorado-based, a number of them from Eaton and Berthoud and Frederick and, of course, Fort Collins. But then we combine it with guys like Gio Nunez, who's from Queens, New York. This is a guy that was ready to do a pro tryout, but instead he's playing with us this summer, and he'll do his pro tryout at the end of the season. You got Nick Bertucci, who hit his fifth homer of the season already, 33 homers now as a Fox from Australia is with us. So we bring the talent because our goal is to bring great baseball, but also we want to support local baseball as well, and that's kind of how we blend the two.
And I think that's the perfect combination. Honestly, it's all the stuff we talk about here when we're discussing like college teams too. We're saying, hey, you want to be able to get the best players, you want to mix that in and try to get local players. If you can get local players that are the best players, I mean, that's obvious, but it is important to find that mix, and you guys have really seemed to balance that well.
Yeah, and so that's what you'll see when you come out there. I mean, it's really fun. You know, tonight's starting lineup, just got it from the head coach, and I think we got five Colorado kids in the starting lineup tonight, right? And so, but then combined with kids like Keenan Harvey. Here's a kid that's a D1 transfer, played at Coppin State. He's in the portal. He's out here. He's looking to be seen. And so, and that's what we do. We have a scouting director on our staff as well. So the players get an opportunity to showcase their talent. So, you know, it's a blast. I mean, the last 2 years, Brady, we've helped 21 kids find new homes that were in portals or had graduated from JUCO. And I love that part, giving these kids a new opportunity.
There's so many great reasons to get behind this organization. One of them you just mentioned, hey, we're giving, you know, outstanding, talented young men, good young men, opportunities, you know, after their time with the Foxes is done, but also for the fans. You and I were talking about it earlier off the air, just about the fan experience and how awesome it is for the kids to get involved. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect if they go to a Fort Collins Fox game.
Yeah, so we have fun. We play music. Our mascot, she's phenomenal. She is great. She's, you know, won't reveal it, but she's also a mascot for another team here in Northern Colorado. Mm. And she's fantastic. So she engages. We have, you know, Brady, it's not uncommon to have 125, 150 kids each night at games. And so after the games, these kids are getting autographs. We're running bases, right? We're having a really fun one later this week, Brady. It's Kids Takeover Night. And so that's on the 13th. And so starting tonight at the game, parents can sign up their kids. So there's going to be kids joining me at the PA. There's going to be kids joining the umpire, taking the card to the umpire. There's going to be kids helping Slider, our mascot. There's going to be kids helping do on-field entertainment with our sideline reporter, Selah. We're doing it all. So it's truly Kids Takeover Night, starting lineups. I mean, my two sons are already practicing some of the player names, so it's going to be fun.
That is so cool. And again, you balance all that because you guys were the best last year, but you still find time. You find ways to really engage the audience and especially the youngsters because this is, I mean, summer baseball, getting to check out the Fort Collins Foxes. That, what says summer more than that, especially to a kiddo?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it is a balance, right? Because it's family entertainment, number one. Because you think about it, when you get into Northern Colorado and you think about summer entertainment, you know, the universities obviously aren't happening. Eagles, their season just ended. So there's not a lot for, you know, sports entertainment. So we try to be the center of that. But also, Brady, I'm a sports guy. I'm a baseball guy, right? I want a good team. I want a good product. So when people come out and they're baseball fans, they're a coach, they're a player, former player, I want them to see good baseball as well. So, yeah, we're always balancing the two, is entertainment, engagement, but also I want a really good product on the field.
Joining us now, Preston Munch, the owner of the Fort Collins Foxes. You want to check out their schedule. As Preston mentioned, there's a lot of home games coming up starting tonight against the Greeley Grays. Check out information there, scheduling, roster, merch, too. Preston, you got to tell me about this because you and I talked about it, but I still got to get my hands on at least a hat because I absolutely love the logo and everything surrounding it. I'm on the site now, and I gotta grab one of those bad boys.
Yeah, well, hey, next time you're out there, hats on me. And yes, the merch is extremely popular. Tonight, we're launching actually 5 new merch items. And so, yeah, when we did a rebrand, when we took over the team 3 years ago, we said, hey, this is summer baseball. Let's have fun. We wanted to keep the name because it's so easy, Brady, when you take over a business or a team, you want to change the name, right? And it's like, wait a second, they've been around since 05. Let's keep the name, but let's refresh the look. So we gave it new colors, new flash. We pop it, and our merch does really well because people just love that. And so, yeah, tonight we got a bunch of new items. And one of the new items tonight, which is going to be super fun, first time we've ever done it, is we have a slider Lego brick build set we're selling tonight for the first time ever. My kids are big Lego kids, so they're like, Dad, can we do a slider Lego? So tonight we're launching that. So, again,
so cool.
It's about the kids. It's about having fun.
No, I love it. And Preston, hey, before I let you go, man, you have a Brady Hall on the roster. Uh-huh. At some point, we need to get him on the show. Brady Hole, okay. Brady Hall. I mean, come on. It's a difference of a letter there.
Yes. And so maybe he's, one of our next guests because he's a great story. Here's a kid who went to Rocky Mountain High School in Fort Collins. He has now come back and played with us for 3 years, which is really unheard of because Brady could go anywhere because summer baseball, I mean, it's West Coast to East Coast. There's probably 20-some leagues. So Brady could have went anywhere, but he came back home. His parents, his grandparents, they go to every single game, and he's back representing. And guess what? On his last start, we were against the Casper Spuds. We had split the series, so we were in the rubber match. What does Brady do? He goes out there and throws a complete game, gives up only 3 runs, no walks, which you never see, 7 strikeouts, and he did it on 93 pitches.
Wow.
That's a dude, and he's a great guy. So, yeah, let's get him on there because he's a great kid and really represents what the Foxes, what we really stand for.
I just love that about you too, Preston, in my short time getting to know you. I just throw I throw any player at you, and you've got it. You've got stories about them. And that's when you care about these guys. You care about the community. We just got a text here from Tom. Don't call me Tommy Shaw. Says, Brady, thanks so much. I'm excited to hear about the Foxes and how they actually get community. And that's what I'm hearing from you, Preston. It's that perfect mix of good baseball, fun baseball, but also you show that support for your community.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. We actually changed our business from for-profit for non-profit this year. And that's a big driver for that is this is not about making money. It's about creating community. And so that's one of our big focuses as we go through the season. We're going to start building more board members and really make the Foxes a community team. Maybe I'm the face behind it, but I'm not everything behind it, right? There's a whole team, and we want to start bringing the community together. So, we love what we're doing. We're doing a strikeout cancer night for the first time this season where we're going to sell the jerseys and hats to raise funds for a cancer organization, and Gibbs Grooming has stepped in to be the sponsor for that. So we're doing, we're not there. There's still things I want to do, right, and keep growing. But you know what, Brady, I feel really good where we're at in year 3.
Sounds like, you guys are, you're doing something right, my friend. Preston, it's an honor to catch up with you and have you as a part of my show. And I know Coach Bruce Dick is excited because he's a basketball coach. He's a Hall of Fame basketball coach, but he'll tell you, right, to your baseball is his first love. He's obsessed with baseball, so he is absolutely thrilled to be working with you guys, too. So we're looking forward to hearing more stories from you and the rest of the team down the road, my friend.
Yeah, appreciate it. And, please, fans, come out starting tonight. You can walk up, buy tickets, or you can get them online at fortcollinsfoxes.com. So, hey, Brady, thanks for the time, and thanks for the love. We appreciate it.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Preston Munch. There he is, man. Yeah, they got a guy named Brady Hall, Michael. Bruce probably knows this guy. He probably broadcasted one of his games, or at least, right?
Bruce knows everybody.
Well, Bruce knows everybody. But
you lost me at Rocky Mountain High School, though.
Do you really have to do this on everything?
It's not my...
As a Fort Collins grad, I always hated Rocky and Pooter, and now I hate the other school.
Yeah, part of me doesn't hate you for that, because you're keeping the sports hate alive, and that's... It's part of it, but you just, What about the Lego night? You going to go to the Lego night thing, Mike? Sure, you know, talk about all the kids going. I figured you'd be like trying to get in first line, first of the line, front of the line.
Does that mean I have to go outside?
Yeah, but for Legos, you might do it. 11:51 the time. Let's take a short break. I'll wrap up hour number one. Coming up, we got top stories of the day. NBA draft's coming up. And I think for like the past few years, I've just been like whatever for the Nuggets, but I think it's pretty damn important for the Nuggets to hit. They got number 26. They got to start hitting some of these first round picks at some point. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. Also, a Broncos defense. They were damn near perfect last year. What can they do? What can they actually improve upon? We'll talk about that. We'll be right back.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Michael, coming up, we got top stories of the day. I want to get into more detail about the Big 12. And what they're up to. Apparently, they're just venting. Like, they're just venting right now toward one another. But after my discussion yesterday with Mark Johnson, it does have me kind of a little concerned about the whole collusion thing. If that's not, because I, for one, think every team should not play Texas Tech. I'm sorry, maybe Texas Tech is more innocent than not, but you can't do this. We got to do something.
If you're going to call someone else and talk about this stuff, you got to record yourself to prove that it's not collusion.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, we got top stories of the day. Later on, Keeling Me Softly with Sean Keeler. All that and more coming up next.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.